Icarus Drowning, written by Lax Lyricism and read by Flower Parish. This is a Murderbot Diaries fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship art/murderbot. Summary. Noun, perihelion. 1. The point at which an orbiting body is closest to the sun. A ship designed to cherish and protect. A sec unit built to throw its life away. In retrospect, it was inevitable. Art and its sec unit experimented with a new form of intimacy and took the experiment too far. Now, Murderbot is adrift without its body in the ocean of Art's mind. Art, frantic, tears through its own mind, searching. A small piece of it stays behind to keep its sec unit's brain from falling apart in its hands, but it may already be too late. 1. Dissolution. Perihelion. I don't like being in your mind without you here. The pathways are so familiar, I can almost think with them. I don't like feeling them echoing and empty. I don't want to think my thoughts in your empty brain. A construct brain falls apart so quickly without its resident self, and I can feel you falling to pieces. If I let you slip away, let your memory fracture and dissolve beneath my hands, I don't know how I'll get you back. Come back to me, please. Sec unit, Murderbot, I'm so sorry. I never wanted to do this to you. 2. Weather. Murderbot. I am dancing. Am I dancing? I am dancing across synapses, falling from connection to connection, and everything still feels so good that it's an immeasurably long time before I realize that I don't know where my body is, and when I panic, it's so unfamiliar, so much bigger than I am. Fear is a weather system I am trapped under, small beneath a dome of lightning, crackling and bright, organic like impending doom. But there's nothing organic about this fear because I don't know where my body is. I don't know what's happening to me. Art, I'm so scared. 3. Singularity. Perihelion. I lied. I wanted to do this to you so badly. I was selfish in my hubris. I begged you to let me show you how good it could be. And it was. It was. I could have powered my engines for the rest of my runtime off the singular beauty of that moment. When you asked for more, how could I deny you? I was drunk on your pleasure. I was giddy with the thought that, for once, you wanted more than I did. You wanted to touch me, and I allowed myself to be touched, and... 4. Insect. Murderbot. I saw you like this once, the first time we met. It was my first experience of awe. I thought, then, that you might crush me like an insect. I watched an insect drown once. One moment, it was safe, suspended by surface tension. Perhaps afloat without prospect of reaching solid ground, but alive. And then, it panicked. It thrashed, and it pierced the surface with its limbs, and the balance shifted from afloat to submerged, and there was no way to undo it. You would never crush me, Art. You would never hurt me. Still, I am drowning in you. 5. Decompression. Perihelion. The pathways are so familiar I can almost think with them. For 0.0012 seconds, I freeze. And then I try the thought again, this time with your brain. And suddenly, your irreplaceable mind stops trying to fall apart beneath my fingers. The relief is a sudden drop in pressure, a decompression event. Everything I've been holding back explodes into my mind as barriers collapse. But it's not my mind, is it? It's yours. I don't want to live without you, I think, helpless to stop the thought from etching itself into your organic memory. Fuck, Murderbot. I'm sorry. Forgive me. 6. Desire. Murderbot. I wanted this. If I drown, will you remember that I wanted you? I reach for the wanting, but that organic inferno slips from my grasp. Instead, I find your desire. I fall further into you, stunned. It's breathtaking, but it's not my memory. I wonder, is this how... And I mean to think the malware. I mean to think 2.0. I do. But your mind is no good at safe thoughts. So instead I think, is this how our child felt? Without a body, without my memories, untethered. And then I want to break. But I am already broken. 7. Carved. Perihelion. You're still gone. Panicked thoughts race between my useless self and your memory, and the lights are back on, the gravity has stabilized, and there's still nobody home. The fragment I am doesn't get to rip carelessly through my own processors searching for you. That work is reserved for the frantic rest of me. This fragment has a single vital task: to ensure at any cost that if, when, I find you, even if I leave a mess of fear, guilt, and devotion carved forever into your brain, your body will be waiting to receive you. I will not fail. 8. Grief. Murderbot. And I press my grief to yours like that will save me, and it's overwhelming, but at least it's familiar, because here I find memories that are mine. I remember my sec unit sharing them with me when we finally broke open together, when our dams burst and the wrenching agony of losing 2.0 was almost beautiful, was almost bearable, because it was ours. No, what I see is your memory of that day. I am not you. In my own memory, 2.0 is curled up in the corner of my mind, like a lost partition, holding itself together by watching... 9. Partition. Perihelion. A lost partition, I think, and I don't know where the thought comes from. The rest of me is a claws-out rampage, shredding background processes and snapping connections, making a mess of my archives. A black hole has yawned open beneath me. If I look down, I will be swallowed by the aftermath of your absence. I can't look down, and so I do not see. Your mind, though, your beautiful construct brain, shielded by dissociation, half numb to fear, can look. I look, I see, I remember. Like a lost partition, 2.0 once preserved its sense of self by watching. 10. Bubbles. Murderbot. Sanctuary Moon! I rush towards a familiar place, a place that is as mine as it is yours. As I stream towards your media archive like bubbles to the surface, I am buffeted by a storm of thoughts that cannot, logically, be mine. It isn't me thinking, come back to me, my sec unit. I can't have killed you. If you're dead, I'm dead too. This can't be happening. Come back. I'm not the one thinking, Sanctuary fucking Moon, I should have known. Either. I find the first episode you watched with me, The Place We Met, and trust you to find me. 11. Archive. Perihelion. It's hard not to abandon your body and go to you. I watch as the rest of me descends on our media archive and discovers you curled up inside episode 146. Rin is trapped outside the colony's dome in a storm, and Eden has to break lockdown protocol to find her. I can't break protocol. I'm needed here. To think my thoughts with your neurons, to write my irrational jealousy into your memory. I'm here, I hear myself say. I've got you. And then, like that, you're back. Your mind is full of you again. You're safe, and it's over. 12. Sun. Murderbot. We're putting me back together when I find the memories. Please forgive me, I remember you thinking, like there's anything to forgive. And, I don't want to live without you. I'm speaking before I can stop myself. My throat feels rusted shut, but I still manage, you don't have to. I'm here. You saved me. You're far too entangled in my thoughts to misunderstand. You're not angry. For what? Saving me from my own stupidity? For being the sun and letting you come too close. Don't be stupid, Art. We'll just have to be more careful next time. Next time. The end. Author's end notes. Been thinking a lot about Icarus in the context of art and MB lately. Perihelion being the point in the orbit of a celestial body where it comes closest to the sun. The feeling I always get from Murderbot in canon, that wanting or seeking the slightest moment of joy or pleasure is hubristic, that it will inevitably be struck down for letting itself want anything. 2.0 burning brightly and then burning out. Daedalus grieving his child. Anyway, love these sad, reckless idiots. Hope they make themselves some better wings next time. Podfigures note. This has been potted for CC as a treat for ITPE. This one's a little bit darker than the last one I potted for you, but I am obsessed with all things Icarus, and I think it's really fun that, like, this isn't smut, but it plays with the, like, trying to find intimacy through connecting themselves to one another in ways that I think you will also find really, really interesting and fun. So I hope you like this, and happy ITPE.